Well, welcome everybody. It's good to see you. Can I see who of you were here for the DHT training? If you were here for that, please raise your hand. Okay, put your hands down. If you were not here for the DHT training, but you came specifically tonight for the healing service, you can raise your hand. Okay, all right, 50-50 there. All right, well, welcome. During this, for the last few days, we have been looking in the Word of God and seeing how that it is always God's will to heal. And Jesus demonstrated that by His life. He was just constantly going around telling people how good the kingdom of God is, and then also demonstrating how good the kingdom of God is by healing those who were sick. And nobody ever came to Jesus and was turned away for any reason, but healing was always brought to them, thus showing that it's always God's will. And so we were studying for the last few days, just looking in Scripture and seeing exactly that, how it's God's will. And we were looking at every angle, and just every scriptural truth points to the fact that, you know, Jesus paid for our healing. And so we are going to have the time where we're just ministering healing to people, those who can I see who came specifically because you need healing and you'd like to be ministered to? All right. Okay. So we're going to get to that. First, I just wanted to share just a little bit. I won't keep you more than 3 hours. Just joking. Don't worry.
1:05.
What?
1:05.
1:05. Okay, no. We'll just take a few, 10 minutes or 15, something like that, maybe. African time, right? So, no. No, I won't do that to you. But we will soon get into actually ministering healing. Just want to read just a little bit out of Matthew 8. So if you have your Bibles, you can turn with me there. And it's just so for the benefit of those who weren't here for this 3 days, you can get a little bit of a... we can just see how good God is. And the fact is, in Acts 10:38, Jesus, it says about Jesus that Jesus went around and healed all who were oppressed of the devil. And because God is not our oppressor, you know, God, it is not God's will that we are sitting there suffering with some sickness or disease. It does not give God any pleasure, and, you know, or anything like that. In fact, we will see just now how Jesus actually bore on Himself. Many people know that Jesus bore our sin. What that means is that He took upon Himself the sins of the whole world, upon Himself, so that we don't have to remain under that bondage of sin. And so, but what He did with our sin, He also did with every sickness and every disease. And that's what Scripture tells us. So He took it upon Himself. When He was, before He went to the cross, He was there at the whipping post, and His body was beaten and beaten. And the Scripture tells us in 1 Peter 2:24 that by His stripes we were healed. So what Jesus did with the sins and all of that, He also did with every sickness and every disease. He took upon Himself so that we could experience His healing, not just spiritual healing, what we generally refer to as being saved, but also physical healing. And being healed. And in Matthew 10, we have Jesus, you know, telling His disciples. In Matthew 10, verse 7, He said, "As you go," so He's sending His disciples out, and He said, "As you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Right here. The kingdom of heaven is within you. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. "Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give." So this was not just Jesus, but this is what He taught His disciples. He said, everything, in Matthew 28, He says, "Everything that I've taught you, teach to others also." There was meant to be a continuation. It was not meant to stop with Jesus. It was not meant to stop with His disciples. But in Matthew 28, I'll just read that real quick. Jesus said that... go there, Matthew 28. Matthew 28. Verse 18, Jesus came and spoke to them, his disciples, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth." All authority means all authority over everything. "Go therefore," so now he's speaking to his followers, "go therefore, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." So everything that Jesus taught his disciples, and he taught them to go to heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, tell people the kingdom of God has come near you. So all of that was meant to be taught to others also. So there is a continuation. And so the time of miracles has not passed. You know, the time where people could be healed is not passed. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The Bible refers to one of the names of God is Jehovah Rapha, which means God, the one who heals. It's his nature. It is in his character. It is in his nature to heal, to do good, to relieve suffering, not to put suffering on people. In Scripture, it tells us that the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And that describes the devil. He walks around as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. But God is on our side. And for God so loved us that he sent Jesus, not only to eradicate our sins, but also to deal with also physical healing. So in Matthew 8, verse 1, it says, "When he had come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him," Jesus, "and behold, a leper came and worshipped him, saying, 'Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean.' Jesus put out his hand and touched him and said, 'I am willing, be cleansed.' And immediately his leprosy was cleansed." And in the original languages here, it's not just, you know, when the leper said, "If you are willing," and Jesus said, "I am willing," it wasn't that Jesus was saying, "Okay, yeah, I'm willing to do that." It wasn't like that. The way it is put in the Greek is that it is my nature. I am willing. If God is Jehovah Rapha, and he is God our healer, he cannot act contrary to his own nature. He is love, he loves people, and love sees a need, and if you can meet that need, you will meet that need. That's what love does. God's nature and character is love, the Bible tells us, and God's character and nature is that he is God, our healer. So when Jesus replied here, "I am willing," what is actually brought out in the original languages is, "I am always willing. It is my nature. I am willing. I am the great I am, and I am willing." Okay. So anyway, Jesus never turned anyone away who came to him for healing. So if you're thinking, "Oh, it might not be my time, and God might be trying to teach me something." No, no, no. God is not the one putting this on you. Everyone who came to Jesus received their healing. And Jesus said to him, "See that you tell no one, go your way, show yourself to the priest." All right. And verse 5, "Now when Jesus had entered to Capernaum, a centurion came to him, pleading with him, saying, 'Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed, dreadfully tormented.'" Jesus figured, okay, you're telling me this so I can go and heal him. So Jesus said, "I will come and heal him." The centurion answered and said, "Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, but only speak a word, and my servant will be healed. For I am a man under authority, I have soldiers under me, and I say to this one, 'Go,' and he goes, and to another, 'Come,' and he comes, and to my servant, 'Do this,' and he does it." When Jesus heard it, he marveled, and said to those who followed, "Truly I say to you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel. Many will come from the east and the west, and sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the sons of the kingdom will be cast out, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Jesus said to the centurion, "Go your way, and as you have believed, so let it be done for you. And his servant was healed at that same hour. So now notice that the centurion didn't even come on behalf of himself, but he came on behalf of somebody else who wasn't even there. His servant who was paralyzed. And so Jesus said he would come and heal him, but the centurion said, no, I'm not worthy. I'm also a man under authority. Just speak a word and it will be done. The centurion recognized the authority of God in Jesus. And when somebody is carrying God's authority, they can speak on his behalf. And the centurion just knew it would be done because he saw this authority of God in Jesus. And so Jesus commended his great faith and he was healed. So Jesus said, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. And then he turned to his followers and said, therefore, go in my name. And in Mark 16, verse 15 through 18, it said, Jesus says, go into all the world, preach the gospel to all creation, and these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out devils, they will speak with new tongues. And in verse 18, it says, they will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. And there's no maybes, there's no stipulations there. Believers will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. So we need to choose to have faith in God. Jesus was always trying to encourage people to have faith in God. And there was a woman who had an issue of blood and she came and she just touched Jesus' clothing because she said within herself, if I just touch his clothing, I will be healed. And so she made her way through the crowds. And, she actually, because of her disease or whatever that was, according to Jewish law, she should not have been in public. She could have been stoned for going out amongst the people in public. But she went through, and by faith, she just wanted to touch Jesus. And when she did, the scripture tells us that Jesus felt power go out of him, and he looked around to see who touched her, and he saw this woman there who was now healed, and she explained what happened, and he said, woman, your faith has made you whole. So you actually, anybody, if you need healing right now, you actually don't need anybody's hands to be laid upon you. You can even reach out to Jesus right now in faith, and it is because that is what we would bring to you. It is faith in the name of Jesus and what he accomplished, whereby your healing will come. So whether or not somebody lays hands on you, I mean, we're all here to help each other, and that's why we're here, so we can do that. But all I'm saying is that you don't really need somebody's hands. You can reach out by faith and receive from Jesus, just like this woman who went to touch the hem of his garment. Okay, so you don't need to even wait for anything, but just by faith, you can receive right now. And in verse 14, when Jesus had come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother lying sick with a fever. So he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and served them. There wasn't any even prayer or anything. Jesus touched her hand because the life of God, Jesus was a carrier of the life of God, and every believer has the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead living inside of them. If you are born again, if you are a believer, you have the very spirit of God that raised Jesus from the dead living inside of you. What does that mean? That means what Jesus said in John 14, 12, he who believes in me will do the same works that I do and greater. Because I go to my Father. And what happened when he went to his Father? When he defeated death, he conquered sin, death, and hell. He rose from the dead because death could not hold him because he had no sin. He raised from the dead. He went to his Father. And when he went to his Father, he sent the Holy Spirit into the lives of all of those who believe in him. So now, believers have become the very temple of God, Scripture tells us. The life of God resides in us. And it's not because of any good works we have done or anything like that, but faith in the name of Jesus and opening our heart and our life to him has caused his spirit to come in and make us a brand new creation. And so this is what is available if we believe in Jesus, if we open our life to Jesus. And maybe some of you sitting here haven't experienced that, haven't made the decision to get to know Jesus. And I just want you to know that you have the opportunity, if you haven't done so, right now, right there where you are, to say, Jesus, I open my life to you. I want to get to know you. I want a new life. If you're tired of the life of that you're... Jesus has a brand new life waiting for you. A life which is in fellowship with God, which is so much better than anything this world has to offer. So if you want that, you just ask him for it. You say, Jesus, I want a new life in you. I turn from all that old stuff, and I just want to get to know you. And I receive you as my Lord and Savior. And God's Spirit will come in and make you a new creation. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away, and everything has become brand new. So we become a new creation, and now as believers, we become carriers of God's own life. That's why believers can lay hands on the sick and they will recover and minister healing in Jesus' name. Because in his name, based upon what he has accomplished and faith in his name, Jesus said, believers will lay hands on the sick and they will become well. And I'm just going to read these last few little scriptures here. When evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed, and he cast out the spirits with a word. No big battle, with a word. And he healed all who were sick. Not some. He didn't pick and choose, said, it's your time, it's not your time. Oh, you still have lessons to learn, or you, yes, you know. There was none of that. He healed them all. Why? That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet. So Jesus healing them all was a fulfillment of what Isaiah the prophet spoke. And this is what he spoke. He himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. Jesus bore... Okay, what does it mean to bear? Okay, we know that Jesus bore our sins. That means he took it upon himself. He took our sins upon himself so that we no longer are under the power of that sin, and we do not need to carry that sin anymore. We are free from it. Correct? That's what it means to bear. He bore our sin so we don't have to. Otherwise, what's the point? Why did he bear it if now we need to bear it too? Right? He bore our sin so that we don't have to anymore. But now, it says the same thing about sickness and disease. He himself took our infirmities, our weaknesses, and he bore our sicknesses. So what Jesus did with sin and broke its power so we don't have to live with that sin anymore, Jesus did the same thing with our sicknesses. Jesus bore it. Scripture tells us that by his stripes we were healed. When Jesus went to that whipping post, before he went to the cross, his body was lashed extremely. His flesh was torn from his body, and by those stripes we were healed. The payment for our healing Jesus took upon himself in allowing his physical body to be torn apart. And in allowing his own body to be torn apart, that was payment for any physical healing that we needed. And then Jesus went to the cross. After that, symbolized by communion, Jesus' body was broken first, symbolizing the bread, and then the cup symbolizing, you know, what Jesus finished on the cross. So we now live in a new covenant with God. Okay, but the point is that Jesus bore our sicknesses. Now, if Jesus bore our sicknesses, that means we don't have to. He paid the price for our healing. And if Jesus paid the price for our healing, then it is there, freely accessible by faith in what Jesus bore, by faith in what he has done. That's how we receive Jesus' spiritual healing. We receive by faith the sacrifice that Jesus made for us, dying in our place. And the physical healing is the same. We appropriate by faith, and we just are able to receive that when we reach out and touch Jesus. But now, if you have come here for healing, that's what we want to do. We just want to share the goodness of God, the power of God to heal and to set free. And so, that's what we want to do right now. So again, can I just see the hands again of those who have come here for healing? If you just don't mind to raise your hands again. All right. Okay. Now, can I see those of you who have gone through the DHT training and you want to participate now to lay hands on the sick and see them recover? If you can just come down here in the front, and together we will minister healing to people in the name of Jesus, and we will see God, do exactly what he promised to do. Believers will lay hands on the sick, and they will become well. So if you have been through the DHT training, and you want to just implement what you know to be true, and then please come forward with us. And now. Not tomorrow. All right. Okay. So now, this is not for the healing. These are the ones who are going to help do the healing, right? Been through the DHT training. And so if you would just kind of, spread out here, please. And because, look, God is not partial to using one person or something like that. God is no respecter of persons in the sense that, in every believer, if you are a believer, you're the temple of the Holy Spirit. And faith in his name will transfer the very life of God into another. And that's what we're talking about here. Every believer, Jesus is enough for any healing. And so, it doesn't matter who you are. If you are a believer, it's speaking about you. You can operate in faith, lay hands on the sick, and see them recover. And that's why we're doing it like this. So now, those of you who have come for healing, we can do this. You can, some are over here, some are over here. If you can just come forward and maybe a few of you together, can actually minister, and just find out what the problem is and just speak to that mountain to go, to move, and it will go. And a few of you can just kind of, lay hands on that person and just speak to that mountain and do that. So those of you who would like healing, you can also please come forward. Just kind of form a line, one on this side, one on the other side, and a few of you can address each situation like that, and let's just do it like that. Okay, so that's what we will do right now. Okay.
Hi, my name is Paul Warren Gray with Life Mission and John G. Lake Ministries. If you'd like more audio and video teachings like this one, please visit our website at www.lifemission.org.za. That's www.lifemission.org.za. And if you are in the Johannesburg area in South Africa, we hope you'll drop in so we can meet you in person. Details are on the website.